The national championship game for college football happens Monday night. Alabama meets Clemson. It's a rematch of last season's title game won by Alabama. The championship contest is the culmination of a 41-game slate of college bowl games this season. And while there are some great games, college football fans did not get to see all the sport's top players because they didn't play. They skipped their games. Sports commentator John Bacon joins us from Michigan Radio. John, who are the big names and why the heck did they not want to play?
And why the heck indeed, Lisa? Well, you've got LSU running back Leonard Fournette, who skipped the Citrus Bowl. You've got Stanford all-purpose back Christian McCaffrey, who skipped the Sun Bowl. And you've got Baylor running back Shaq Linwood, great name, who skipped the Cactus Bowl. And they all did it for basically two reasons. One, those are all pretty low-rent games. As you noted, there are 41 bowl games, so if your team is not on probation, they're probably in one. Low-rent games, combined with the fact that they all want to go to the NFL this spring, basically, so they're all getting ready for their pro career and did not want to risk injury. This has raised a few issues, as you might imagine. Some folks calling them traitors and didn't honor your commitment and all that, of course, which is predictable, I suppose. But also, the flip side is, their coaches often leave their teams right after the regular season before the bowl game to make more money somewhere else. So coaches have been doing this for many years.
So coaches can bail out, so why not the players? You're in Ann Arbor,
exactly.
Home to the Michigan Wolverines, where there's a player who did indeed show up. Jake Butt played in Michigan's bowl game, and then?
And then a sad story with Jake Butt, a guy I know quite well here in Ann Arbor. Jake came back for his senior year. He did not have to. He could have graduated on time and all that. Came back, even though it's projected to be a third-round draft pick in the NFL, had a great season. In fact, he won the John Mackey Award as the nation's best tight end. And yes, you non-football fans, his name is Jake Butt, and he's in fact the nation's best tight end. Not making any of this up, I swear, go look it up. So he had a great season, projected to be a second-round draft pick. And then in the Orange Bowl against Florida State, he suffers an ACL tear, which means he'll probably be dropping from a second-round pick to a fourth-round pick, and that will cost you millions.
So, I mean, this sheds more light on one why a lot of players are sitting it out, but I wonder if you could even have imagined 5 years ago that a college player would opt out of strutting his stuff in a big bowl game.
I really couldn't have, and that's how fast, Lisa, things are changing right now. I kind of see it as this big dam that the NCAA has built, with all this money piling up behind it over the years, the last two or three decades especially. On the other side, of course, the players are getting none. So eventually that dam starts to crack. You saw the Northwestern University students, led by Kane Coulter, almost get status as employees from the NLRB. They were taking it seriously. Grambling's players a few years ago refused to play a football game midseason, and the school could not do anything, so they had to cancel the game. So bit by bit, you're seeing players claim more power for themselves. It's not organized. It's not going any one direction. But I think the NCAA better notice one very big thing. These players have no power until they sit down, and then all of a sudden they've got all the power. So they should be watching out.
So they're trying to exert control where they can. Maybe it's an extension, do you think, of the effort a couple of years ago at Northwestern when football tried to unionize unsuccessfully?
It's certainly related. I think it's part of the same basic ethos that you can't always tell us what to do, that the rules might not be as in stone as it appears. So I do think something big is going to change probably in the next few years.
John Bacon, his latest book is End Zone, The Rise, Fall, and Return of Michigan Football. Nice to talk to you, John.
Lisa, always. Thank you.